In Parshas Toldos, when Yitzchak calls Esav to give him the brochos, so he tells him, the Pasuk says, Vayomer hineinu zokanti lo yodati yoy moisi. I'm old, and I don't know the day that I'm going to leave this world. So they bring a medrash here. It says, lo yodati yoy moisi. The Rabbanon said, "Ze echad mishloisha hadvorim shegonas haKodesh Baruch Hu mibri Yosef." Three things Hashem hid from us, from people. Ve'elohim yom hamisa, the day when a person is going to die. No one knows that. Yom hadin uschar mitzvos. Yom hamisa mifnei ma. Why was the yom hamisa hidden from mankind, from every person, that he doesn't know the day when he's going to leave this world? If a person would know the day, exactly when he's going to die, how long he's going to live, what exactly the story is, why do I have to go plant all these trees and all these things? I'm working, I'm beautifying the world, I'm doing so much. I'm building buildings, I'm doing things, I'm accomplishing things. What do I need it for? I know I'm going to die at this specific day. Or the mochrani mace, and the next day I'm going to die. Omra kodesh baruch hu, ani goinzoi mimen. I'm going to hide the yom hamisa from him. Shelo yevatel olomi, that he shouldn't be mevatel my world, because the world would cease to have developments and growth and building and accomplishments and all the tikkun olam, so to speak, that people do for the world, if he knew that, I'm going to die. So Shaila is very strange, because Lamaisa, a person doesn't know the day. Okay, fine. But he knows he's going to die. But okay, I don't know the day. Now I know the day. So that means he's going to be mevatel everything. But what if the day is in 120 years? And he's 20 years old. And he knows he has 100 more years to live. So does this apply to him? This would seem only to apply to a person who's told that tomorrow he's going to die. Because if he has 10 years, if he has 20 years, if he has 30 years, if he has 40 years, if he has 5 years, he has something. So, like, what did you do? If you would have known the day, then the world would become bottled because nobody would do anything. But now that he knows he's going to die, that doesn't affect him. So if he knows he's going to die, he's still ready to build the world, even though it might be tomorrow. And if he does, if he knows the day, even though it may be long enough later, he's not going to do anything. It seems that the pshat is that if a person doesn't know the day, then he sort of can pretend that it's not happening. He could, like they used to say, he thinks he's not part of the club. There's a club where people, you know, they live a certain amount of time and then they leave the world. But he's not part of this club. He can fool himself to think that, but the minute he knows, he says, this is the day, I have this day, I know the date, it could be 100 years from now. All of a sudden, death becomes a reality, and because of that reality, he's now paralyzed. He's now, what am I going to do? I'm going to build a world, I'm going to do it. What do you mean? You've got a long time to go. But no, once he knows that it doesn't last forever, so he just loses the cheshek. The world could people could stop being constructive in this world because of the fact that I know I'm gonna leave. But if I don't know the date, then even though on a certain level I know everybody, but I can fool myself, I can overlook it, I can rationalize, I can pretend, and b'meila I can still accomplish in this world because I'm sort of not as focused on the reality of the fact that it's going to be over at one point. And so, but it's a little bit strange because the power of focusing on the Yom HaMisa seems to be very strong, because the Gemara says, this is the Gemara in Brochas, the Gemara says that Loilam, the Omar Shlokish, Loilam Yargiz Odom Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzahora. The Yetzahora is fighting you, you should oppose him and battle him together with the Yetzer Toiv, and they balance, they fight it together. Shenema Rigzub Al Techeto, Im Nitzchu, if the Yetzer Toiv wins, Mutav, Vim Lav Yasek Batoira. If not learning, Borosi Yetzahora, Borosi Teira Tavlinoi, Imru Vavavchem, Imru Vavchem, okay, Imru Vavchem, Im Nitzchu, and if the Yetzahora Toiv wins, good. Good. If not, if the Yetzahora is still strong and the Yetzahora Toiv didn't win, Yikro Kriyashma, Shnemer Al Mishkavchem, Im Nitzchu Mutov. If that helped, good. Im Lav, Yizko Lo Yoim Hamiso, Shnemer Avdoi Muselo. That think of the Yoim Hamisa, and the Yoim Hamisa could help a person to overpower the Yetzer Hara when the battle between with the Yetzer Tov itself couldn't do it. The Asik HaTorah couldn't do it. The Kriyat Shema, the Kabbalah, the Malchus Shemayim couldn't do it. But the Yom HaMisa, that has the power to threaten, to challenge, to chase away the Yetzer Hara. So the Yom HaMisa, not revealed, the date is not revealed here, is very powerful. Aval Pikein, it seems that the Yom HaMisa not revealed couldn't interfere with the constructive living in this world, with the accomplishments that people make or people want to make. Only it would only interfere if he had a date, so then it was mamish focused. I know the date. It's all, it's clear, it's on my calendar. I can count the days or the years or whatever it may be, and I know it's then all of a sudden, oh, there's a Yom HaMisa. So it seems the Yom HaMisa has enough power to overpower the Yetzer Hara. It would be, if all these things fail, then the Yom HaMisa could possibly do it. But on the other hand, to interfere with the need to accomplish, with the need to build, with the need to do in this world, for that, if the Yom HaMisa wouldn't interfere, doesn't interfere. The only thing that interferes is when there's the clear focus on the Yom HaMisa, because I know the specific date. So it comes out, it seems, besides the power of the picture, that even though a person knows he's going to die, but he can rationalize, he can pretend, he could look the other way. But now that he has a date, now that becomes a reality, and all of a sudden, he's interfered with in terms of what he wants to do. Aval Pi Kein, that even though that Yom HaMisa without the ultimate reality has the power to overpower the Yetzer Hara, and that's why the third thing is, or the fourth thing is, Yachshuv Yom HaMisa, Yizkor Yom HaMisa. But when it comes to undermining the positive drive to do good, that it doesn't have that power. There's such a strong positive drive to do good, to build, to accomplish. This is the nature of the human being. This is, I don't know, it's certainly the nature of Klal Yisrael. It's certainly the nature of people who stood at Har Sinai, and the Shomas who stood at Har Sinai and were revealed the tachlis of this world. And that desire, that drive to do, to accomplish, that's why we find that even Jews that have veered so far away from Torah and Mitzvahs, but they're front and center of every movement which seems to offer some benefit, some correction. Maybe that's why they're in real estate and construction also. They're building buildings. They're doing everything. They have this drive to do. And that drive to do seems stronger than the Yetzirah itself. And this is such a powerful drive that the Yom HaMisa, which would have the power to overcome the Yetzer Hara when a person is tempted to do an Aveira, and everything else failed, so that's a strong Yetzer Hara. Torah Tavlin even failed, and now he has only one thing, Kriya Shema failed, and the only thing he has is the Yom HaMisa. That Yom HaMisa is not enough to interfere with his drive. The only way that Yom HaMisa could interfere with his drive, if he actualized it so much, it was such a clear picture, he knew the date, then it's a whole different story. I mean, the truth of the matter is, there's a little. There could be a little bit of a dogma too. You know, if people, you know, there's a famous thing they say, it's attributed to Rebbe Akiva Eiger. I don't know. Some say he didn't write it. He used to say at Erev Shabbos about thinking about the Yom HaMisa and thinking about how short life is and thinking about what happens at the end. And there's a very, very morbid type of a thing. And sometimes that wakes people up. But the truth of the matter is, I think that there's a different, and he talks about Ada Kever Yilovucho, and they're going to take you to the Kever, and they're going to put you in there, and then they're going to walk away, and they're going to leave you alone, and say to Tehele Rima b'Moisecho, v'lo Yashiru ki Yibatz Moisecho, Kroivecho v'Yavecho, Yoshuva l'Beisecho, v'Atosh Tishoyer Shom l'Vadecho. terrible thing. It's very depressing. I don't know. Don't know if everybody should. Everybody has the stomach for it. But lemaisa, if a person think about it, so it's vague. It's remote. It's far away. If a person knew the date when it was going to happen, or maybe something even more lemaisa, he had a piece of karka. He knows where he's going to be buried, so it's no longer a vague thing. But it's tachlis. I know that's the place. I paid for it already. It's paid for. This is it. It's right there. Mm-hmm. I know right exactly where it is. They have an address in the Botei Kvaros. They have an address, you know, on this street and this block and this thing. I know that's where it is. Then it becomes more of a reality, and that reality can affect a person and can move a person and can actualize thoughts which are vague and nebulous. And bring it into reality. So it seems two things. That number one, that the thoughts are not necessarily reality until they are made tangible, either by a date or by something that takes it and says, this is reality. Until now it was a mirage. Until now it was a cloud. And it seems also from here, when you compare the two together, that the power of the Yom HaMisa, which without the date, so the vague Yom HaMisa, may have enough power to overpower the Yetzer Hara where all else failed, but it can't compromise the drive that we have to do good. And if we have such a powerful drive to do good, to accomplish, to build, and certainly we know that building in Ruchnius is certainly even much more than building in Gashmius. If a person builds an osid, if a person builds a beis mikdosh, a beis mikdosh ma'at, a mishpocha, something which we're mamshich the Torah to the next generation, that building is that's such a positive, powerful urge in that we have, that even that Yom HaMisa, which could overpower that Yetzer Hara, which wouldn't succumb to anything else, will not be able to overpower it. That says how powerful it is. If it's taka so powerful, it's something that we really have to make sure that we engage in the fulfillment of that building, because that's a critical need that we have that seems to be so difficult to compromise.